Studio.
What's good?
We back up in it, man. Welcome back to Can I Buy With Y'all, where the vibes are immaculate every time we do this.
Every time.
If it's your first time watching, it's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG at CAZ_0.
And again, you already know it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis023.
Yes, sir. And we got the guests back up in the building.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and pass it to them.
I'm V. You can follow me on Instagram at sincerely_sinister.
My name is Jennifer. You can follow me on Instagram at JenVX.
Should I start mild or should I come in hot?
Let's go.
Say less.
Do women ever fake orgasm during sex? And if so, why?
Straight like that. Yup.
Yup.
You said coming hot.
Yes, we do to make you feel better.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Or sometimes, you know.
She got no shame when she said it, too.
You couldn't get me. You couldn't get me there.
You and was I just waiting want you to for finish. This question.
It's like that.
Damn. Were you reading my questions before?
Nope.
This sounds personal.
And they fall for it? Damn. Okay.
Do it. What'd you do?
That was weak.
They fall for that?
I do more than that. That's just like a quick little. Come for me, daddy. I do the fake moans and then you say that and then that.
Oh my god. Are you whispering right now? What are you doing?
I'm pretty quiet throughout.
Chris, if she said, come for me, daddy.
Just like that.
Well, I mean, when you say it.
Don't make me sound that terrible. Shit.
You stripping all my confidence away in that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, damn, I thought I was beating it up.
For real. Oh, she faking it the whole time. Nah, I'm going to get off. Never mind.
I'm a very hard woman to please. So once you couldn't get me over, then it's just like, all right, whatever, I'm done.
So what are some of the reasons you fake it?
You can't please me.
Okay. You said coming hot. So what are the ways you need to be pleased? You say you're a hard woman to please. What makes you different than the average woman?
I don't know. I just haven't met a man who could get me there yet. So I'm still exploring my options.
Ever? That's crazy.
Wait, you said you haven't met a man
who can bring me there.
So a man's never gotten you there. Oh, hell no.
We need a cap detective.
Yeah. Oh, cap. No way. Nothing.
Are y'all best friends?
How big it is, nothing.
So you would know these things. Can you confirm that?
I can confirm, yeah. It's unfortunate, but one day, you know, she'll find a man that she deserves that can treat her right and give her everything.
So why not teach him?
Because.
Have you gotten yourself there?
I've got myself close.
So maybe it's not the man.
You're right. Maybe it is me. Maybe I can get the O shot.
The what?
The what?
Have you heard of that?
What is that? The O shot?
What is
that?
No.
They take out your blood and they spin it to get the plasma out and they re-inject it back.
Oh, it's like PRP.
Yeah, it's PRP treatment. Okay. And so what it does is it like generates like the collagen or something down there to like stimulate and like create like more sensation.
Yeah.
I've read about it. I've heard about it. I don't know like women who have done it personally, but you know, it sounds like
is this like a whole procedure?
You go to like any like plastic surgeon's office. Not everybody offers it. Some people do. But I don't know, it seems interesting.
That's crazy. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Never heard of that either.
Guys actually have something for that. I think it's called the pee shot. Same thing, you know, people that have like erectile dysfunction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever get that?
No. Don't need
if you have erectile dysfunction.
It increases like orgasms and like your sexual drive, and that's what I've read.
Lord willing, hopefully I don't have no surgery.
Would you do it?
Nah.
I mean, it's just a shot.
I can't come.
It's just a shot. No, the needle is not going down there. No, she just said, "Oh, cash." It's just a shot.
Just a shot.
No.
They said come in hot.
Have you seen what they're doing nowadays?
No.
Okay. With people are doing like. Penis like shots for like enlargement, like I've seen it on
like
Instagram.
Like a needle in your penis.
Yeah, BH Perfection Med Spa. Yeah, they've been posting ads for it, everything. It's crazy.
How much bigger does it get?
I can't answer that for you. I don't know.
You said they're posting ads. What are they posting?
If you want,
like, how do you promote
I can
that?
Show you.
Yeah, like, is it an actual picture of it?
No, it's not an actual
picture.
We definitely
can't throw it.
I'm good.
No, it's not an actual picture, but it's like they made this one ad. I'll show it to you guys later. It's kind
of
funny.
I'm not gonna lie, you're informing a lot of people right now because I never heard of this. She know the exact name of the place.
I know.
We're gonna give them
well, been no, there. Because no, I follow them on Instagram. They do like a whole load of like services, like way more than that.
BH you know? Medical Spa.
BH Med Spa. I think it's in like Bow Harbor, and they do like a lot of like celebrities and stuff like that.
See, we weren't even gonna talk about this, but now that we're on this topic, I hope I never have any type of surgery down there.
That sounds so painful.
Awful.
Times are tough.
All right, so what about you?
I have, not all the time.
Can you reenact yours?
I don't know about a reenactment. I'm very
well. Now we have to compare because you brought no, it.
I'm very good at it, and I just don't want to put myself out there like very that.
Like it sounds real.
Very good at.
Yeah. What about you guys? Do you guys ever like fake?
Yeah.
Oh, you have.
Yeah. I mean, I don't fake. The orgasm, I'll fake some moans in.
Like, have you, like, faked that you, like, came so you could just be over with it?
I just say I can't come. I hope you do, but...
Respect the honesty. Respect the honesty.
I'm not enjoying it.
Okay.
Oh, you say that.
Damn.
You say I'm not
you
enjoying it.
You hurt their feelings.
It's not a good time.
You know, I've done
you
that.
Actually you have said that to a woman.
I just say I can't come. I'm not...
No. You tell her that you can't or you're not enjoying it.
I've said it,
it
before. I've only said it to two, though.
Oh...
Oh, poor girl.
It wasn't a good time. What happened? Like, when you told her that?
She was
gotta be awkward.
She was pretty hurt.
What happened after?
Did she just, like, get up and leave, or?
Nah. Fortunately, it was way back in my older days, so.
She stood?
What?
Like, what happened? Like, what happened? There was, like, aftermath of when you say that.
Did you ever talk to her? So, like, what happened?
Nah, it was, like, a one-time thing, and she was just like, I mean, I guess, like, if I can't make you come, then, you know, we don't have to keep going. She went back home and
so she just
that.
Left.
Yeah.
She just left.
Yeah, I've done that before to guys. If I'm just like not feeling it, like why?
I was trying. I was really trying. Mm-hmm. Like I was lit too. Maybe that's why. Maybe I.
Okay. Oh, there you go. I'd be having.
You could use that as an excuse.
Yeah, but usually if I'm lit, I enjoy it more. It just wasn't enjoyable.
And you said you did it twice. Or you told two girls.
Yeah, but the second time was like. We shouldn't have been there in the first place. I ain't gonna talk about
it. Go ahead. No. Let's hear this. What happened?
I wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. So, you know, as a man, we always have that one not so good looking chick that we end up with.
Go on.
This was that one. This was that one. I should not have been
one
there.
Out of ten. What was she?
So what led you there?
I don't like the. I don't like the.
Like, yeah, what led you there?
She was feeling me. This was when I was in college. She was feeling me like the whole school year, and it was summertime, so the school would be leaving, and it's kind of empty. There's no one on campus. So I'm like, fuck, I'm horny. I know this girl's been feeling me.
Okay.
And she had hit me up because she don't got options neither. We got there. As soon as I walked in, I was like, damn, this is a mistake. This is a huge mistake. She did not look good.
Hey! Oh.
I shouldn't even be admitting this right now.
Oh, man.
So,
I can relate, though. I feel you.
Luckily, my list is very, very, very small with those type of girls. But I've learned my lesson. And for me, if I'm hooking up with someone, it starts with kissing for me. And if I can't kiss you, it's hard to go from there. And I just remember looking in her eyes. I'm like, fuck. I cannot kiss this girl. Right.
So you didn't?
I did. Oh. I did. And then we got to it. And
what
like,
was it? The teeth, the breath? Like
she just her face just wasn't appealing to me. I'm sure she's special for somebody.
For somebody.
And we were halfway through it. And I was like, I'm sorry. Not enjoying it. Went back to my dorm. That was the last time I talked to her.
Ever see her again? You ever see her again?
Nah, I haven't. Okay. Luckily.
What about you?
Plead the fifth.
Don't do that.
No, you can't do that.
Nah, you gotta.
Yeah, just a typical night. Stupid drunk and just a one night stand.
No, we need details.
I'd rather not talk about it.
He talked about it.
I'd rather not. I don't even really remember it, so I'm good.
Okay.
I don't want to relive it.
That's the first time I've ever told that story. I never even told you that.
Why not teach the guy? Why not guide him like, yo, you're not getting me there? Like, because don't you want to finish? Why not help him get you there?
But sometimes it's just not good.
Matter of fact, what makes it not good? Is it the rhythm? Size? What is it?
Just like the style, I guess. The way the rhythm and just like, so me personally, like now at least, like I can only have sex with someone if I have like a connection with them.
The vibe.
Like the vibe has to be there. I can't just like hit it and quit it, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it can be casual, but I need to have that connection with someone and we need to like be on that same level. So, you know, like it's hard for me to get out there,
mm-hmm.
but I would say like since I have been an adult, like I haven't had as much experience. You know, I do have experience, but with like a few.
I've been an adult.
I'm not gonna lie. Okay, cut that out. But like in high school, I talked to so many guys. Like I'm not gonna lie. Like I wasn't the best in high school, but like nowadays. I've only had like one really like serious partner that I was with for like a really long. I'm only 24, you know. I've only had one serious partner, so it's like I kind of whenever I have had like sex that hasn't like been him,
mm-hmm.
I just like
it don't hit the same.
It's not the same. We were together for a long time. So it's just like we had that comfortability and we like understood each other and we knew each other's likes, mm-hmm. and you know, like what he liked and what I liked, and it was just like we just meshed together like so well, mm-hmm. you know. It's like really hard to find that nowadays. And
I mean, compared to what you had for years.
Yeah, so it's just like I just not like really like interested.
You don't really put yourself out there like that.
Yeah, and then like when I have, I'm just like, oh no, I shouldn't have done that.
So the connection helps you get off.
Yeah, the connection. Okay. And I also get off on, like, seeing them. Like I get off on, like, giving pleasure, too, as well.
So you're a pleaser.
Yeah, I'm a pleaser, but I also like to be pleased.
You never answered that question, though, don't.
What question?
Best believe it's going to come back.
What?
Best believe it's going
to
come back.
Have I ever faked?
Why do you think men fake? Yeah, why have you ever faked?
Remember two episodes ago, I typically don't bust. It's like 6 out of 10, I bust. So I don't fake it.
Are you masturbating beforehand? Or are you holding out till you have sex?
No, like, she just doesn't do it for me.
Why do guys do that? I heard guys do that sometimes.
What?
Where they like finish themselves before like going to meet a girl.
That hinders your performance. Why would,
guilty.
I don't know. I've heard of guys doing that.
It makes you last longer. If you like bust like.
Drop my confessions.
That's how you do it. I don't know what is coming of it. Okay.
Is it the tequila I don't, talking?
I barely even drank that much. This cup's then still let's full. Go.
What is going on?
Go ahead. So we're on a podcast. I'm going to be open about it.
Uh-huh.
I don't do it all the time. However, once in a blue moon, mm-hmm. if I know I'm about to hook up with a girl, I'm like, damn, she's bad. I got to perform. Mm-hmm. Got to perform well.
Okay.
Rub one out before. So then you got more stamina and you last longer. Because if I go in blind and I haven't bust in like a week or whatever, I don't want to go over there and bust in 2 minutes. And then she like in the group chat talking about how it's dick trash. I don't want to see that. For real. I don't
y'all really
that
do that? Damn.
No, it happens. No, it happens. But you can redeem yourself. Like it's not like
if she really likes you, she's gonna give you a second chance.
I'm very like really understanding, like I get it. Like
if she really like you, but not all of them gonna give you a second
chance.
No, but
if it's just like a hookup.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it's
someone I'm fucking with for real, then yeah, you know, it happens. I'm not gonna do that every time. Actually,
she might feel good about herself.
No, if it's someone I'm like serious with and like actually in a thing with, and like they do that, like I feel like I'm like, oh, okay, I did that, you know.
So you only do it with the bad looking ones or the good looking ones?
No. I do it with the ones that like I want to perform well with, and it's usually like a first time thing.
Okay,
we do it the first time, and then we do it a second, third, fourth time, whatever. I'm not doing it after that. Cause then it's like you get what you get. I'm gonna still please you, but you get what you get.
Okay.
But it's that first time where I'm like, I don't want to leave a bad impression, and I want to do it more than once, possibly.
The same day.
No, No, just in general.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna perform the first time, so you come back around.
Okay. I'm gonna have to try it. I've never tried it. Okay. So your stamina is better.
It is. I mean, it depends. Like, if I haven't bust in a week, and I randomly come over one night, I'm probably gonna let out.
Oh, quick. Week,
And then if you're looking good and you're a little nasty freak, and you're doing all kinds of crazy shit, you might get like a minute.
Okay.
I don't know. Depends how the girl is.
So, what's like the quickest you've ever?
Oh, I know this story. Oh, that was a one-time only, too.
That was a one-time.
You know what? Not give a second chance. I remember this.
Everything I just said goes back to this story right here. Oh, this makes me sick. Oh. Y'all never heard this movie.
And she was bad, too.
She was bad as
fuck. She was bad. I'm going to look at that to you. Need a minute?
Well, you bring back memories.
Hey, she asked.
Sorry for putting you on the spot. I got questions.
There was this girl one time. I was feeling her, no joke, for like 2 years. I was feeling this girl for like 2 years.
Damn.
Yeah. I didn't like come at her for 2 years, but I was interested. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You notice her.
She had a boyfriend the whole time. So finally they broke up. All of a sudden she starts showing me attention. I'm like, oh, shit. But I thought it was like, you know, just friendly. Mm-hmm. So it started getting, you know, we start hanging out a little bit. And then, it wasn't even that much. But I think our third time hanging out, she had came over. And I wasn't really expecting nothing because she wasn't really, like, out there like that. She wasn't really, like, that type of girl. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we were, like, watching a movie. And we just start getting to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit, we about to fuck. I was not prepared at all. So we had got to it, and I just remember her being on top of me. I was like, oh my God, she is bad. I was like, pretty face, big titties, fat ass, whatever.
Right.
I was just feeling it. I was in the mood. Mm-hmm. So she started going crazy. No joke. I think like 20 seconds went by.
I felt it was like 2 minutes.
No.
It was 20 seconds?
20 seconds.
Damn.
20 seconds went by, and I felt that first like, I was like, no, please. But she was starting to enjoy it. She kept going. Next thing you know, I let it out. I think it was like a total of 25 seconds I lasted.
Like, take it.
Fuck. And then we finished, and she was like, we shouldn't have done that. I knew it. We shouldn't have done that. I was like, and we've never done it since that day.
Oh. Okay. Hey, you got that sound effect. Oh, shit. Okay.
So
if you knew, right, on a third day that you were going to smash, would you have gotten off before?
For sure.
Okay.
Because I would have been like, oh, I'm going to tear that shit up. I've been waiting on this moment for 2 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I completely underperformed in my one moment.
20 seconds.
That's the past, though. I hope she don't watch this.
Shout out to you,
and
girl.
If she do, she know exactly what she's talking about because it only happened one time.
She's like, yep, I do remember that.
Ever since that moment, I was like, yeah,
she'll probably remember you for forever.
Not in a good way.
You know what? I know her name. I should hit her up and ask her to come on the podcast. I'm playing with you.
We're not doing this.
I mean, you already told it, but
go ahead.
I'm just playing with you.
Ask you a question.
What would you two do if that happened? He busting in 20 seconds.
Well, it depends, like, on the guy.
What do you mean?
Well, like, typically I'm very, like, understanding, you know. I'm not going to, like, try to put you down or anything. But, you know, like, if it's there, like, that emotional connection and I do want to see you again, like, I'm not going to hold that against you, you know. But, like, if it's just not there, it's not there.
Okay.
Same.
I don't even sound believable. She's like, good answer. Because I was going to say something else.
Girl, you say it,
man. I'm going to go with that. Give him a second chance. I'm going to block him.
No. My face is just going to tell it all. All my emotions are on my face. I'm going to just be like, you want to see me again?
No, she's going to do that fake orgasm.
But what if you really like him?
It depends on how much.
How are you going to really like him after the first time?
It was just an off night for him, that's all. Damn, it's like that.
So what if you guys have been talking for like a month straight and then like it happens and then...
Okay.
And the only problem... the only problem is that he like finishes fast, you know, like...
Not every time. Like,
you're just the first time.
Okay, all right. So my question is, what is a red flag that secretly turns you on?
That's actually a good question.
Like, confidence. Like too much confidence. That's a red flag.
Oh, I was going to say.
But it secretly turns you on.
Yeah, because I'm quiet and I like to be in the back. So when someone likes to be in the spotlight, it's like, ooh, I want that. Even though you know it brings too much attention.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So like.
Like they bring too much attention to themselves. Okay. But like,
kind of like it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Oh, this is going to sound a little bad.
Go ahead. No shame.
I don't know. So, like, if I'm talking to someone, like, I like them to, like, ignore me a little bit. Maybe like, it's not necessarily like a red flag. Maybe it's not, like, a red flag, but, like, I like my space, you know? And if you, like, if you give it to me, like, I'll accept it. But if you give too much to me, like, I'm just going to be like, oh. You know, like, I like someone to do their own thing, and, like, I do my own thing, and, you know, when we talk, like, make me miss you a little bit, you know?
So, like, a nonchalant man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said you like that, too.
You got to balance it out a little bit.
Yeah, like, that nice balance, because, you know, like, things can, move too fast, too quick sometimes, and, like, I'll, like, allow it to, like, happen, and, like, I'll notice it's happening, and then I'm like, oh, no. No.
Start to get attached.
Yeah.
So, do you chase?
I wouldn't say so, no.
She's definitely not a chaser.
No.
I mean, well, if you're like a nonchalant man, he's probably doing his own thing.
But, like, I also do my own thing, you know? And when we get together, then we get together and we, like, we vibe and stuff like that. But I don't like being all up in each other's space. And I feel like it's healthy to have space between two people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, for you, what would be an adequate amount of time to see someone per week?
Maybe, like, a couple times. You know, if it's in, like, the beginning, depending, like, how serious we are, FaceTime here and there. I don't expect you to be texting me all day and constantly checking in with me and all that stuff.
So you like confident men that get a lot of attention. So you're not really attracted, so you don't like low-key men.
I do like low-key men, too.
How does that work out?
The bigger red flag is that I like a pretty face.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
I said, instead of saying spotlight, I like a pretty face. Like,
okay.
I like pretty men.
Pretty men.
Pretty.
Attractive men, whatever. So, like, I don't know what it is.
But how can that be a red flag? If they're pretty, how is that a red flag?
Because then they bring too much attention.
You know they get a lot of girls.
So are we a red flag?
Good question.
Are we a red flag?
Do you really believe that? Do you feel like you're a red flag?
Have you looked in the mirror?
I wouldn't consider myself a red flag.
Why not?
I'm very, like, honest. I might be a little bit too honest sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm very blunt and straightforward. And people can take that the wrong way sometimes.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm very honest about everything that I do and I try to be. I feel like that's far from a red flag. You know, I'd stop the red flags from, like, happening.
It might be a red flag to someone that can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
They like to be told a lie, sold a dream.
Sugarcoat, yeah.
I don't want things sugarcoat.
Yeah.
Some people might think I'm, like, an asshole or something. But
what about you? What is a red flag that secretly turns you on?
Latinas.
Specify, because there's a whole bunch of different kinds of Latinas.
Because y'all are, like, so feisty and spicy.
Okay. They got an attitude.
And I know it's like, I know, I see the red flags. I see right through them. But I still come
name
running back.
Name two.
The attitude.
Mm-hmm.
The feistiness, like I said.
The attitude definitely does not bring peace of mind.
Have a good balance with me.
They got to package it in the right way.
Yeah, I don't want it to be boring. But okay. Don't be like,
argue a little bit.
Don't be like, coming at me with a knife and shit. Like, don't, hey, chill.
Wait, you said attitude and what else?
Feistiness.
All right, I think it's your turn.
No. What about you? Answer your own question.
Always trying to get out of it.
I like women that are no good for me.
Like what you can't have?
Like, I like a woman that's toxic. Because, again, like, it's excitement. I do. I like that.
Are we toxic?
No.
Are we the problem?
Damn, I think it's me.
Am I the
problem?
I think it's me. No.
It brings
is
excitement.
This a
but,
personal attack?
Okay, well, you already know how I am. That I don't like.
You like women that's going to ruin your life.
For the moment. Because, you know, I don't do relationships and marriage. So I already know they're not wifey quality. So it's like, I could put up with you for
right
now.
Ruin my life while you're here.
Yeah, for the moment.
Take me for a ride.
Entertainment. Yeah, really. For like the moment. And then boom. All right, I'm done. But it's just for the moment.
For the moment.
I don't see her as like not as a wifey. Term. Like, no, yeah, I already know you're a terrible person. You're just fun for right now.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'll give you a couple weeks. But
yeah. On to the next.
We sound so toxic.
No, it's just. It's all good. What do y'all think? Y'all just think you're toxic?
Honestly, everything y'all saying, I'm thinking the same thing. But like. I'm like, yeah, I like that.
It's true.
I don't know. I like,
but you don't
I like
see them
a,
as
I like
long-term
a good,
partners.
Good balance. Just,
but it's so hard good, to find.
Yeah.
That's what is problem. A good balance? What does that look like?
My ex.
Damn.
You
want to
call
him?
Bro. You want to call him?
Bro. You need to hit her up. You haven't already.
I don't know. Just like someone you can like have that like friendly banter with and just like. You guys can butt heads, but at the end of the day, like, you guys still love each other, and it's just, I don't know.
It's hard to come around, so you deal with the bullshit in between.
People are too sensitive nowadays.
Yes.
Yeah.
So sensitive.
Chris, I got a question for you.
Why do I feel like you're about to put me in the hot seat?
Because you have
if your girl, in this case, she's your wife.
Mm-hmm.
If your girl didn't want to shave her body hair, are you okay with that?
Ooh. Whoa. Wait, what you mean?
You know
everything.
What I mean.
Ooh.
She getting
dirty. Wait. Like
jungle,
everything.
You know, some women have a stash.
She got a stash.
Everything.
She for sure got a stash.
All natural.
I can't kiss that.
What you gonna do?
For how long?
What'd I say for you?
For forever.
You said like
for
a couple years.
For years.
Your wife. Your wife just decides to stop like altogether. You leave her
forever.
3 years.
No, like 3 years.
I'll be back. Hey, you already know I'm brutally honest. Like, I'll be back. Because that means we're not even having sex. I'm not physically attracted to you. Like, we're not doing anything for 3 years. Yeah, I'm out. Okay. I got a question. Oh, man. What area do you think men lack in most nowadays?
Communication.
Being honest with their intentions?
Being honest with their intentions and how they feel, if, like, they have, like, something going on and if they need to talk about it. I feel like men kind of just, like, hold things in because they don't want to seem vulnerable.
Okay.
I guess. And they don't want to let their pride get in the way of telling people how they actually feel about things. Feel like that's what.
Okay, so what if he just started crying right in front of you?
I mean,
it's your man.
Well, yeah, like he's going through something, mm-hmm. obviously, where he would have to, and you know, I want to help him like get through that. But if he never like voices his concerns or his problems or his issues, how are we ever supposed to get through it together?
Okay, you know? So you're not gonna look at him as less than a man?
No.
Okay.
What if it's a guy you're just talking to?
Oh, then come on, man, like get it together.
See.
No.
That's your problem. Emotional support, and you over here.
No. You should not be crying about me.
Why did you come to me to cry?
Like, no. I mean, if something happened to you, you know. But if you're crying because you're not happy with the way things are going between us, and we've only been talking for like a few weeks, like.
But that's different.
Well, you said if he's going through something.
Oh, if he's going through something, mm-hmm. yeah. Something you know, external. I'm not gonna. You know, he's going through something. It's okay to feel emotion. No, but if you're crying about like
a lot of women won't put up with that in the talking stage, though.
Mm-hmm.
No, like it has to be like something, you know, serious. But if it's something relating to like how we are doing and, you know, and it's still like fresh, I'd be like,
keep your emotions.
This is exactly. Yeah. Keep your emotions inside, fellas, or to your boys.
See, that's the thing, though. And be scared to open up because of things like this.
Yeah.
It's just
this is why
beginning.
Men have podcasts.
Yeah.
We got to
put a disclaimer because we not like a.
Not us.
No, like if we've
I
been
think
together.
After 3 months.
Yeah, if we've been together for a while, you know, like it's. cry for me, you know. We've been together for like a couple years and shit like that.
How long do you guys have to be together until he could cry?
3 to 6 months.
3 or 6?
That's a big jump.
Yeah, that is.
4 and a half.
You are so analytical with everything.
I am.
It's a cold world.
Now, what about you guys? What if a girl's like crying over you and you guys have just started talking?
Over me?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I left a girl at the movies. She was crying during a movie and she was embarrassing me. I'm like, oh, you better stop.
No,
you better
stop that.
I forgot what it was.
Was it over you or was
Avengers,
it?
Matter of fact, yeah. Yeah, he died at the end and she started crying. She was the only one in there crying. Like, yo.
I cried.
Everyone can hear you in
I
here.
I cried
you
in Spider-Man. The new Spider-Man, I cried.
I cried over.
It was like
I'm a big Marvel fan.
It was like a few. It wasn't like boo-hoo crying.
Oh no, she was crying. It was loud. Like people turned around, like shut her up. Like no, I gotta go. That's you embarrassing me right now.
Can you imitate it?
No, I cannot. She was just crying. It's not that deep.
Aww,
it's a movie.
No.
It's okay.
I'm be real with you. I don't do movie dates no more.
Yeah, after that, that was my last.
I had a similar situation, except the girl was laughing too hard.
I think that's worse. Wait,
she had an obnoxious laugh.
It's worse? Oh, it's that.
Can you imitate it?
Yeah, can you? That's it. That's it.
I could try. I can't promise. It was. Oh my god.
I got the headphones on.
Go ahead.
Do it.
I can't.
Do it. Let's go.
It's not even gonna be good. It was like so loud and.
Give it a shot. We can edit this out. Like, just give it a try.
I gotta get in my act.
Stop looking at me. Don't look at me. Give it a try.
I have never had so much secondhand embarrassment in my life. I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
What did you do?
Oh, bro, I stuck it through the movie. I don't know how. And that was another one. That was the last time I talked to her.
I would have been pranked. Please, no funny moments.
Oh,
no more, please.
I forgot.
Were people looking at you?
Yes.
See?
I wish I remember what we were watching, but like, bro, I remember sitting there like, please don't be funny no more. And it would be moments that's not even funny and she would still be laughing.
Oh, that's even
worse. She was just like,
so she's the only one in there
only
laughing.
Only one laughing. I'm like, oh. I gotta go. So, yeah.
I would have turned around and be like, what did you see in her? Like, why are you here with her?
It was a first date. Terrible.
And that was the last?
It was the last one.
Yeah, I bet it was.
She was Latina.
Have you ever had like a, you pretend like to fake an emergency and just like left a girl?
You? Yeah. I'm going to let you take this one.
Yo, remember the Hinge date? She made me drove all the way to Miami. Oh, what did I use? What did I use? I forgot what I... Yo, that ass. Like, I saw her and I was like, I'm out.
He used me. He said, my boy just got broken up with. I gotta go.
This girl. Oh, yeah. And he's crying. I gotta go, like, help him. Like, yeah. She didn't believe me either. She blew my phone.
Such a terrible lie.
Where are you? Did you really ditch me? Like, yes. You lied. You were a catfish.
I think she still watched this, too.
I don't know what to tell her. That's like, come on, don't do that. I hope you learned your lesson. Like, don't catfish people.
Was it like bad?
Yes,
it was pretty bad.
Okay, like her pictures were like slim fit, and I don't know what happened to her or if it was Photoshop, but she was no shame, you know, do you, but she was a big body. I'm not into that. So it was like, I gotta go. Like, you clearly lied to me.
Well, yeah, it's deceiving.
You look like you hit the gym and Never mind.
It's the last question, but what would you do if a man did that to you?
Mm.
How would I know he did it to me if he's telling me?
So like in his pictures, he's your type, and then
you
see
him. Oh, catfishing. I felt like if he was like walking out. Okay, so I want to.
You said you blunt.
Nah.
You honest.
You don't do that.
I would just look at him and be like, no. Picture.
So I've only been on like a couple Bumble dates. Did not go well, and one guy, he didn't look exactly like his pictures. He wasn't like bad looking, but
what was off?
his teeth.
Oh, okay.
His teeth, and he was much more, like, scrawnier in person. He looked more like, you know, he just no.
Mm-hmm.
We kept it, like, casual. You know, I invited my friend. He actually ended up inviting his boys out. So it was me and his boys.
The first time?
Yeah.
Damn.
So then I call my best friend to come, like, save me. And yeah, that was that. That's
terrible. Gentlemen, take notes. Don't do that.
Why would you bring your boys? Did you agree to a group? Did y'all discuss that?
No, he said it like once, like we were there. We were supposed to like meet at like El Camino or something. Mm-hmm.
El Camino.
He was like, "Oh, I hope you don't mind. Like, I brought a couple of like my boys with me."
Yes,
and I that do was
like, why.
And I was just like, "Why?"
Well, you didn't tell me to bring friends.
I don't know. It was just weird. Okay. He was weird.
Jeez. Take that. Hold this, my guy. Hold that. Okay, what about you?
I'm just leaving.
Would you tell him you're leaving?
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell him why?
Mm-hmm.
What's your excuse?
I'll be like, this is the photo. That is not who
you are. You lied.
Have a great night.
Damn, he's probably going to go home and cry at that point. What would you do if a girl told you that?
Told me what?
Like, oh, you don't look like how you
not
look.
You.
Like, yo, you don't look like this.
Oh,
like,
what, I thought you were saying if she's a cat.
I mean, yeah. They should know. Like,
if you knew you were going
to. There's a possibility of them walking away. I am walking away.
I mean, shit, I'm here now.
Would you catfish?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I can't hide it. I don't know how to, like.
Like
I don't, like, inflate my pictures or nothing.
Right. If you weren't. Okay. So clearly, you obviously, we know you work out. If you were skinny, would you Photoshop yourself with muscles?
Nah.
Okay. All right. I was just curious.
There's no reason to catfish. She liked me. She liked me. It is what it is.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm not everybody's type. I'm someone's type.
Facts.
Chilling.
Facts.
You have any final thoughts?
No, this was fun. Thank you.
It was.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having
Hope
us.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Any final thoughts?
All the stories I said, if my mom watches this, I apologize. Don't watch this episode. Drop your IGs one more time for
him. I'm V, and my Instagram is sincerely_sinister.
I'm Jennifer, and my Instagram is JenVX.
And again, it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis023.
And it's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG at CAZ_0. But don't go nowhere.
Nowhere.
You know why? Because you can follow this beautiful podcast at Can I Buy With Y'all Podcast on all platforms. Let them know where they can find us.
TikTok.
Instagram.
Snapchat.
Twitter. YouTube. Apple Podcasts. Spotify. Pandora. Audio. Bug. Dang. We appreciate y'all.